You are listening to the Dabbleco podcast. I'm your host, nurse practitioner Claire O'Brien. In healthcare, we have so many questions about what's trending versus what's actually the truth. So on this show, we're going to get to the bottom of it. It's health, it's wellness, it's beauty, explained by the people who actually know what they're talking about. Hey guys, welcome back to the Dabbleco podcast. I am your host, nurse practitioner Claire O'Brien, and today I am here with Helen Leland, the founder of The Bomb Co. And if you haven't heard of The Bomb Co., you're about to hear about it. Helen is a friend. I've used her products for literally years, and I know this year we talked about, like, I'm just going to talk about what I want to talk about. And I think it's so interesting to have women founders on, women in business, and just talk about how we got here. So Helen, thank you. This is like the 87th time we've rescheduled and had technical difficulties. And I was like, Jesus, take the wheel today. We're fine. We've done it. We're here.
It's so true. We rescheduled this so many times, but I'm so glad to finally be on here. Oh no, I was moving. I didn't have Wi-Fi. Like it was, and you were just jet setting the world.
Sorry, just kidding. I'm out of town for the 17th time.
Sorry, I'm in Cabo.
Whoops. Awful. Anyway,
I do love seeing the plain selfies.
Well, it's usually me spraying antibacterial something somewhere with me and Ed. Bless
I know. It. Actually, one time I had this TikTok go viral, and it was like about how it was my first TikTok I've ever posted, and it was like how I don't wash my hands after using the bathroom. Like I turn the sink on so like people hear it, so I don't actually wash it, and Helen, it went viral, and I got destroyed.
That's not really how you want to go viral, but here we are.
It did not help me grow.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, well, tell us how did you start The Bomb Co. and Blender Bombs, and give us a little your story. Give us your little background.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who doesn't know what the Blender Bombs are, they are these little balls. Like think of an energy ball that you see at any, you know, smoothie or juice bar. But these ones have chia seed, hemp seed, flaxseed, walnuts, pecans, dates, almond, aloe, vanilla, cinnamon, sea salt, and a little bit of honey. And yeah, anyway, so you just throw the ball in your smoothie with like a cup of fruit, cup of veggies, some leafy greens, whatever it is. And then what the Blender Bomb does is it adds every essential amino acid in its whole food form, but it also does a phenomenal job of keeping your blood sugar from like spiking out of range. So instead of your blood sugar spiking like a mountain after a smoothie, it really is like more of a molehill. So it keeps you full for longer than a regular smoothie would because it's adding more calories and it's adding more fiber and, again, controlling the insulin spike better than the smoothie would without the Blender Bomb. So I started making that product. I used to be a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer for like, I think a year and a half. I was a founding trainer at Hilo. And then I had clients on my own that would come to my apartment gym. And I noticed the same thing in all my clients over the age of like 45 or 50. Mm-hmm. They could work out all they wanted, but they were like, Helen, I'm not losing weight. And then I was like, well, you need to start telling me what you're eating. And then they would track what they were eating for a week and send it to me. And I was like, okay, here's the answer. This is why you're not losing weight. And I was like, okay, what's the easiest thing that I can have these people do that's going to have the biggest impact? And as you know, like from your skin care routine. Like it starts with like making one change, then you can add on several other changes to create a cohesive skincare. But same thing with food. So for me, it started with the smoothie when I was going through my own weight loss journey. So like once I nailed down having the habit of having a smoothie in the morning, I got the confidence to then eat a healthier lunch, eat a healthier dinner. Then I started layering exercise. Then I started layering in like, you know, mindfulness practices and stretching and all the, you know, things that are good for you.
Right.
But I had them start replacing one meal a day with a smoothie. And then they were like, Helen, I can't do it. It's too many steps. And granted, there was too many steps in the smoothie.
Because you're taking out like 16 different containers of like nuts and seeds and all. Yes. No, totally. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, one teaspoon of chia, one teaspoon of flax. And they're like, Helen, my bill is $200. And this is I'm like, are you not dedicated to the mission?
I'm poor. I'm now poor and don't have time for anything else.
These people were not poor. They were certainly not poor because they were paying for a personal trainer.
True.
But they just were lazy and they didn't prioritize it. So then I was like, all right, we're going to make this smoothie 3 or 4 or 5 steps and started making the Blender Bomb for them. I was just making it in my kitchen I would wash my hands before, don't worry. And I wore gloves, actually. It was very hygienic, except for the cat was also in the apartment, so that caused a problem. But to start, I was doing it in my kitchen, and they started doing it, you know, making their blender bombs for me in the morning. And testimonials just really started flooding in about how they felt so full. Their sugar cravings were going away after a few weeks of doing this. They got the confidence to start switching out their lunches to be healthier. Their cravings, their taste buds really just changed, and they started looking forward to eating healthy foods. That's kind of how the idea came about. And then I started posting on my personal Instagram, which had like, I don't know, 1,500 followers at the time. And people started wanting them. So I made a Shopify website. I mean, I was flying by the seat of my pants, and I had no business degree whatsoever and made so many mistakes.
You're building the airplane while you're flying it. We have been there. And I have been there.
Crashed a few times.
Did it?
I mean, yeah.
Maybe some turbulence. Like, don't say it crashed. Yeah. Just we had some turbulence. Crash. Yeah,
that's true. It's still flying very well.
Yeah.
It's increasing altitude, but there was definitely some turbulence.
Well, and it's funny you say that about the skincare. Also, lovely tie-in. We love a product, a brand placement during that flows naturally. So thank you for that. But it's very true. When I'm doing a skincare consult, I honestly do. That's the first thing I say is I'm like, listen, I would rather you have less steps and be consistent than have even 5 steps, 10 steps. Sure. Like if you want a 10 step routine, you can have it and I can help you do that. But when people are overwhelmed, and I think nutrition is the same thing. They're so overwhelmed that they're just like, well, I'm just going to keep going how I'm going. So you're like, okay, one change, make your smoothie, and then we can work on the rest.
Because I had a lot of resistance to the 7 to 10 step skincare routine at first too, but then I did my baby steps, and now I spend an hour in the bathroom, and it's like my me time. And actually, I'm going to tell you this hack that I have.
Yes,
I have a hack. It's called like a multitasking mama hack, and it's going to change your life. I have a weight rack in my bathroom. And you know how you're supposed to like wait 30 seconds in between each step? To let the serum go in?
Sure. Well, but wait, I need to know where we're going with the weight rack.
Okay. So I wash my face, whatever, and then do the toner. And then I do like 10 or 15 reps of something. And then I do the next step. And then I do 10 or 15 squats. And then I do the next step. And so now I don't have to go to the gym.
Okay.
And I like look forward to that hour. I haven't posted about this on social media yet. So it's a grand debut, but it's going to be posted in the next couple of weeks.
I'm not mad about that. I'm not at all. And
my
people think. Yeah. Well, right. And that's all. It takes squats with weights. And we can talk. This could be a whole nother subject. Women are so afraid of lifting weights. And I'm like, you will literally never, you cannot have tone without lifting weights. Like, I don't care how much weight you lose, like Ozempic, love it. But like, you got to have muscle underneath or nothing's happening. That's just where we are.
Same. I also saw this oncologist talk yesterday, and she said, you know, the likelihood of someone we love or the likelihood of us getting cancer is quite high. Like, what's the percentage? Like 25%?
I mean, it depends on the cancer you're talking about. Probably. That's actually a really good question. I don't know. I would assume everybody in their lifetime is probably going to have some form of cancer, whether it's like skin cancer or something else. Probably at least 50%. Yep. I don't know.
And she said the number one thing that you can do to combat it is to go into cancer having lots of muscle mass, because that's the number one thing that you lose when you go through treatment.
Oh, for sure. Well, and for women too, like bone health. I mean, talking about your kind of audience that you started with, or your demographic was women, you know, over the age of 40, basically. And premenopause, menopause, everything just changes dramatically. And our bone health is really goes in the toilet, and strength training is a huge part of that. And for years, kind of the wellness industry, we were so focused on cardio and calories in, calories out. And now we're just finding so much more information that's really just not how it works. So you gotta strength train, whether it's in your bathroom or not, that's fine. But Okay, I like that.
I think we're not. I mean, I hope like when Lane is in school, I don't have to just work out in my bathroom alone. You know, I like the community aspect, but for now, it's
going. No, it does get better. This is the first year. Both my children are in the same school at the same times, and I feel my day starts at 6:40 when they get on the bus. So like went to a 7 a.m. class this morning. By 8:30, I'm like amazing. Showered, dressed, like start my day. I mean, it is, but you know, they're 6 and 8. So like it took a minute to get there.
I got a few years.
Yeah. You got a few years, but you'll get there. Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy. I'm like, I used to work out at like 5 o'clock in the morning because otherwise it just wasn't happening. Like that's just when I could go, but now I don't have to do that anymore. And it's awesome.
I think the problem for me is I despise getting dressed. Like, I hate putting on workout clothes. I don't like, it's a struggle. Like, there's a lot of resistance.
So maybe you should stay in your bathroom. Maybe
so I stay in my pajamas.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm just in a robe.
You should stay in your bathroom if you're not going to dress.
And it keeps me consistent. So, like, I'm consistent. I mean, it's maybe 15 minutes, but it's consistent.
Do you have a walking pad, too? Have we talked about this?
I did, and I don't know where it is.
Okay. She just moved and it's like chaos. Our whole team basically like a year ago, shout out to Sarah Bullock, one of our clinical specialists was the first one to bite the bullet and got a walking pad. And then next thing you know, like 15 people on our team have a walking pad. So we'd be on these like big meetings and everyone's like bebopping around like this. And one time Ed was in one of the meetings and he was like, can you turn down the speed of your walking pad? Like, this is absurd. And I was like, nope, I can't.
It's so good for you.
It is. And I heard someone say, like, I do feel like, okay, part of this world that we're in, you do end up, you have to kind of spend a decent amount of time on social media, like to interact with people in DMs. And that's how like a lot of my patients and sales and growing your network, like you do have to spend some time on it, and that's okay. But I probably saw on TikTok, somebody was like, listen, if you are just going to be scrolling social media, that's fine, but like do it on your walking pad. So you don't feel like, okay, I just wasted that 20 minutes of my life. I will never get it back. So now
you're a multitasking mama,
right? We will do this. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, walking pad. That's such a good hack.
Tell me about amino acids, because I was saying before we started, I was like, actually, wanted to talk more on my platform about like, yes, it matters what I put on my face, but it also matters what I put in my body and like collagen, protein, all of these things that we need more of. But tell me about the amino acids, because that is part of why I use Blender Bombs, honestly. So tell me more about amino acids.
So they're the building blocks of protein, basically the 9 essential amino acids. And for anyone who's plant forward or not plant forward, it's really hard to get all 9. Sorry, for anyone who is plant forward, it's really hard to get all 9. Like you can get them from meats and stuff too. And then like the amino acids, like the Keon amino acids, they're in a powdered form. But what's really cool about Blender Bombs is it's the 9 essential amino acids in whole food form. So it's super bioavailable for your body. Oh. Especially if you do your smoothie, I'm assuming you do it post-workout, and then you do add in, you're trying to build muscle and you add in your protein powder, like that paired with the whole food essential amino acids can be really good for building muscle.
Yeah. And it matters for collagen synthesis too. And we're like, people want to know, everybody wants some sort of miracle product, right? Like I get that question every damn day. What's the best product for this? What's the best product for this? And I'm like, listen, There's not one product. There's not one food. Like Blender Bombs is not necessarily your one miracle. Like it's the 2 cups of spinach I put in there. It's the cup of berries, the cauliflower rice, you know, the protein powder, the Blender Bomb. It's that I put collagen powder in my coffee and Benefiber, and I took my supplements and I did my skincare routine. You know what I mean? Like, which is going to sound overwhelming to people, but I'm like, there's just not, we have to get out of this, like, I want a miracle product mindset. It's your lifestyle. It's everything.
Routine. It's a lifestyle. It's a routine. And it's, I think, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, smoothies have too much sugar in them, or like they're not healthy. But again, I have worn a continuous glucose monitor for several months testing it. When you add in, like you said, you add in the spinach, you add in the cauliflower rice, you add in the Blender Bomb, it does not spike your blood sugar very much at all. Like it is not anywhere close to it. It's a very normal, mild spike.
Okay. I'm going to say something about sugar. and smoothies.
Say it.
This is also a mom hack. All right. Sugar itself is not inherently bad. It's the amount and the forms and the way in which we're consuming it. So let me make up a number. Let's say there's, we went to the dentist the other day with my kids and they had all this big poster on the wall about the amount of sugar in things. And I was like, I don't want to fucking know that. Like, what are we doing? Anyway, but okay, let's say it was like, so drink true. This, not that. And I was like, well, duh, like Slurpee versus water. Like, what are we doing? But okay, let's say there's 5 teaspoons of sugar in that cup of berries. And depending on what kind of milk you use, like I now use unsweetened almond milk, but just whatever. So let's say 5 teaspoons in the berries versus 5 teaspoons in like a powdered sugar donut. Like your body is going to metabolize those in the sugar itself in the same way. The donut has really not, other than like it might bring you joy, which is also important. We have to value that. But the donut is not bringing you, right. That might be your joy for the day. It's not bringing you fiber. It's not bringing you antioxidants. It's not bringing you, protein. No other really nutrients at all. So 100%. Nutrient density is a completely different thing. It's not the sugar that's bad. It's the way, if that's how you're consuming it and you're not having anything else, that's the problem.
It's a very lazy excuse for someone not to make a smoothie.
Because there's sugar. Right.
It's like, there's too much sugar. Yeah.
I'm like,
and that... also, would you ever just sit down? Like, imagine everything that you put in your smoothie.
Right.
If you just like put it on a bowl, you would never eat it.
And ever. It would take you like
would
an
never
hour.
Stay consistent with it.
If you eat like a cup of berries, takes a while. I'm jamming that spinach down in there.
You're jamming it.
Jamming. We are jamming.
I'm going to challenge you to try butternut squash.
Okay,
it is so
good. I would totally
do
that.
And the texture is fire.
Okay, zucchini. My only problem with zucchini is occasionally it doesn't blend as well as I would like. So I was thinking about grating it up maybe.
Oh, no, that's too much work.
Okay.
What kind of blender do you have?
All right, here's the thing. I have a Vitamix, but I need a new one. And I've Vitamix, if you're listening, please send me a larger version.
Please, like send her one.
And I got my Vitamix when I got married 14 years ago. 13 years ago? How long?
But they should last.
It does. Oh, it does. So here's the thing. Yeah. People also don't realize like a Vitamix versus a Ninja. So Vitamix sucks things down and pulverizes, and a Ninja or other smoothies, like the blade is what's doing the work. I promise you a Vitamix will make it so smooth. But I have the liter version, not the 32 ounce, not the 64. So like,
that makes a huge difference.
I know when that container is full, that's my like smoothie size. And so I'm like jamming it down. Okay. I'll try butternut squash. I will put a little bit of cauliflower rice in there, like a couple of spoonfuls, but not that many. Okay. Wait, I have 2 hacks, Helen. I'm going to, it's like squirrel today. Okay.
I love it.
Hack number one for your smoothies. I wish I could, Helen just.
That's what I do to Lane.
Made a little squirrel. So hack number one, if you have room and if smoothie is something you're trying to do in your life, either keep a bin in your freezer or like I have a drawer because our freezer is like kind of a stupid size. So I have a little small drawer that all my smoothie stuff goes in there and I keep a little plastic measuring cup, not so much for measuring, more for just for scooping. And I just pull out the drawer. I take the blender container over there. So I just put everything there instead of having to get it all out. Right?
Are you kidding me?
No,
I've never seen anyone do this.
It's Helen, not to brag, but I'm a genius.
Freak out when I tell them.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
I'm freaking out.
Well, I'll take you on a freezer tour, isn't it? Well, I was just like, why am I getting
Can
all this stuff out every day?
Can you show me a
video? I will. Yeah, totally. Will do.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Wow, I'm so frustrated that I never came up with that.
Okay, so that's hack number one. Hack number two for my parents out there. My kids, this is the other thing you'll realize with Lane. So when they're little, they just eat what you give them because they like don't realize they can have an opinion yet. And then around age 4 or 5, they start to be like, gnar. And my kids were, because Evie, my oldest, was allergic to dairy, soy, egg. So she was, hardcore plant like forward for a long time because she had to survive. But around age 5, they really start to get an opinion. And so smoothies became less of a luxury and more of like, if you don't drink this, you don't get your donut or whatever. So now, okay, somebody's going to have a comment. I make the smoothie and yes, I put a spoonful of sugar in it. And then they will hoover like 10 ounces of, I'm telling you, it's Blender Bomb, spinach, cauliflower rice, berries, banana, like zucchini. I mean, they're eating like 15 plants. And you know what? They got That's a little fine. Bit of sugar. Like everybody get over it. And they're like, this is so good.
I really like that idea. That's a good, just you're do like it. A smoothie influencer.
Here we are.
You know what a fun fact is? If someone ever like was going to be stranded on a desert island, they could survive off Blender Bombs and be healthy.
I agree.
You know, for a period of time.
And Ed, I'm gonna throw Ed under the bus too. He's always like, I don't even, these are like so many calories and like, I don't even understand. There's like no, hardly any fiber in there. There's no protein in there. And I'm like, you don't understand. You don't. And like, also Ed, you think it's super healthy to eat like chicken three meals a day, like just chicken. If Ed's like trying to trim it down, I'm sorry. I don't know if he actually listens to my podcast. So.
TBD. Ed is so good at so many things, but not that.
He's a doctor. They didn't get any nutrition training. None whatsoever.
No.
He'll eat like, he's like, I was so healthy today. I just had two cans of salmon for lunch. And I'm like, have you had a fruit or a vegetable?
Right. We love anorexia. Sounds right? great.
Like, were you on a carnivore diet? What's happening? Oh my gosh.
My dad's on a carnivore diet right now and he has lost so much weight.
What? Yes, how are you allowing this?
Sick to my stomach. I don't. He won't. He is the most stubborn man I know.
Ugh.
It drives me crazy.
Dad.
But I'm like, if that's what you want to do to lose the weight, to get healthy, that's fine. But like whenever you get to your goal weight,
you gotta
eat more balanced.
Yeah. You gotta figure this out. And
he's like, I'm going to go for the rest of my life. It's like, no, you're not.
Is he eat like, I mean, I have so many, yeah, I have so many questions, but I don't even, bless your heart, your dad's heart. I don't want to throw
he's
your dad under the bus.
He's only eating eggs and meat. Yeah, I'll turn one of those any day.
That's unsustainable. How much weight is he trying to lose?
Like 100.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, okay. I know. He can do it.
He's like 6'4 and like played football in college. He's really, I've never met anyone
huge.
Bigger. Like
6'4. That's massive.
He's massive.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's scary.
If you're listening to this episode and thinking to yourself, I'd love to try one of these Blender Bombs, I have a 20% off code for you. So go to thebombco.com and enter code DABBLECO for 20% off. Not only do they have smoothie boosters, try their new protein powders and throw a bomb bar in your cart for a healthy snack on the go. That's code DABBLECO at thebombco.com for 20% off. Okay, let me ask you a couple questions about your business. I love just like talking about challenges and being like, what's been your most difficult thing that you know has specifically been because you're a woman in business?
Oh,
I know. That's kind of a loaded question.
Because I'm a woman and on the capital raise, y'all, this was crazy. 2% of funding, like of all the funding done, you know, men, women, whoever, only 2% goes to women.
Right.
And so I was super nervous when I went to go do the capital raise. And I remember this one guy, he was like in his 70s, he lived in Greenville. And he was like, no offense, but like you're pregnant and you're about to have a baby. Like, you can't run this company. And I was,
sir.
So it like lit me up so much. I was like, fuck you, I'm going to crowdfund. And then we raised $1 million from Instagram.
I mean,
and just from like a community of women, 90% of the people who invested were women. That's what's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's so frustrating. I think, so I saw this video yesterday. I think it was somewhere in South Carolina, and it was talking about Nikki Haley, and they had a couple people on that were like, I mean, yeah, I just like don't want a woman president. And I'm like, what? Like, because the men
That's
have been
so
doing
dumb.
A great
women
job.
Women are way capable.
Right.
I think we're so much better at multitasking. We're so much better at decision making. Like I don't think we're as emotional as men in the terms of like
right.
the way that we rationalize making our decision. Like we think long term. Men are very short term.
Impulsive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not like trying to generalize, but from my experience in men versus women, that's what I've gathered.
No, I'm happy to generalize today. Okay, so the capital raise, what is that for? I feel like people don't really understand why, if you have like a successful business, why would you need to do that anyway?
Yes, I didn't understand it either. Yeah. So it also depends on the type of business. One of them, I say it's a mistake. It's not a mistake, but like it would have prevented the need to do a capital raise is if I had just stuck with e-commerce and never launched in like Whole Foods or Walmart, I never would have needed to do a capital raise. Because your margins, as you know, when you buy directly from a company from their website, their margins are going to be double, right, sometimes triple, whatever it is when you buy them in store. So when someone goes and buys Blender Bombs at Whole Foods, which again, I'm so grateful to be in Whole Foods, like that is a feat to be national with Whole Foods, like biggest blessing. If I had it my way, I probably would have waited, you know, 6 or 7 years into the business to launch so I could self-fund it. But you don't make any profit off of Whole Foods in the supplement category, which we're in.
It's more like advertising almost.
Yeah. And supplements notoriously have much higher margins than food. So we get placed in the supplement category, which means we have to give like 20% more to Whole Foods than if we were in the food category. But the problem is we're not supplement, like we're real food. So our margins are real food margins.
Why? Yes. That's just their model?
That's Yikes. How it works. And also, no matter what brand you are, you just have to know going in like the first 2 to 4 years, you're not going to profit. Every penny that I make from Whole Foods goes back into a Whole Foods promotion. So you have to be on promo in Whole Foods 3 to 4 times a year for them to like bring you on the next year, for them to continue carrying you. And if you don't, they think you're not committed to being in their store, mm-hmm, and you don't want it to succeed. And then the way that promos work, so say every time you go to Whole Foods and you get buy one, get one free, or you get 20% off using your, or 10% off using your Amazon card, I pay that 10%. Like you might be saving $10, but I'm paying that $10 to Whole Foods. So Whole Foods never takes a cut. They never lose a penny.
Oh my gosh.
The only one losing is me.
Yikes. Yeah.
But when it comes to getting acquired one day, showing that we've been successful in Whole Foods for X amount of years makes the valuation of the company much higher.
Well, and it all goes to also like the volume of what you're selling. And so the more you sell, we were just talking about this before we started too, like the bigger your volume is, you can buy, it's like buying, you know, at the grocery store versus Costco, like it's going to cost less typically because it's a bigger volume and you can produce more. And again, back to margins, but so it's like, it can be, it's helpful in a way, but also like not anymore. I mean, gosh, it's tricky, really tricky.
And this is also crazy. So this just happened. But to be in Whole Foods, you have to work with a distributor called UNFI, which means I ship the product to UNFI. UNFI buys the product from me and then UNFI sells it to Whole Foods. No one's ever allowed to sell. If you're national, you cannot sell direct to Whole Foods. You have to go through the middleman because the middleman is what deals with all the logistics and makes it easier for Whole Foods. Uh-huh. But our strategy is like, we pulled out of Walmart. We let them know, like, we're not going to be doing business with Walmart anymore because it's too expensive and it's like, it's not our customer.
Yeah.
So that was another mistake that I made. But so we don't want to launch with any retail because we make way more money online. And again, like, you know, you can retarget them, you can email them, SMS, like you can make them part of your community rather than just like a one-time purchase at a retailer. But we got a call from UNFI that's like, hey, we're going to drop you if you don't get into more retailers.
What the hell? Why do they care how many retailers you're in?
Because they don't want a product that only goes to one retailer. So if UNFI dropped us, then Whole Foods would just be like, we can't carry you anymore.
Oh my gosh.
We're having to
get back into retailers.
A whole like $500,000 to $1 million budget to go into retail. And that's been going great. That starts this month. Like we have the retailers set, like co-op type retailers, like health food markets.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But yeah,
so that counts.
So that's a big count. Yeah. So the capital raise was to pay off some debt, pay off like the line of credit that we had for inventory, and then to have really help us launch in retail and to rebrand.
Yeah. Oh my God. The rebrand is so good. It is so good. And rebranding is a nightmare, but it's so good. Yeah.
It's a nightmare and it's so expensive.
It's
like all the lost packaging. Painful. Like it's crazy.
It's so painful. But you did it right. I mean, how long were you working on that? Year and a half?
Like six. The rebrand was like 6 months.
That's okay. That's not bad.
The capital raise was 6 months. Yeah. And so like ever since we did the rebrand, our velocity, which is like the number of sales, like how many products we sell through at Whole Foods, is so much higher since we did the rebrand.
It looks
great.
Because
now we have a smoothie on the cover before we did it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So people pick it up.
Is the protein powder going well? Okay, so, and Helen's like,
yes.
We talked about protein. She's like, I don't even care about protein powder. I'm like, get on board, Helen.
I hate protein powder.
I need it. All right, here's the other thing. People keep being like, how does it taste? Like, what do you think? And I'm like, all protein powder tastes a little bit like garbage. Okay, let's just say it. I don't care where it's coming from. All of it tastes a little bit like doo-doo. And my thing is I want plant-based, again, for many, many reasons, but mainly my skin. Let's just say it. Vanity. I want plant-based.
You have the best skin of anyone I've ever laid eyes on.
Thank you.
I told you that and you're like, thank you. It's my job.
It's my literal job. So my vanity lands me there because whey protein can break you out, just saying. So we want plant-based protein. And then I lift weights and I work out. So I want like 10 grams is not enough. 15 is fine, but yours has 21 grams of protein. Like,
yes, ma'am. We did the thing.
Great. Like that is really hot. So between my collagen powder in the morning has like 15 grams in my coffee and then my smoothie, I've already gotten almost 40 grams of protein by the time I like kind of start my day. Like,
I just think that you do such a good job of like you have a great routine that I wish every single mom could prioritize and like do the baby steps for. Like you said, putting a little something in your coffee, like you put the collagen in your coffee. I put the adaptogenic mushrooms in my coffee and I put the collagen in my smoothie, but it's like the coffee and then the smoothie and then the working out and prioritizing it, it changes you as a person. You just start to feel so, so good. The more energy you have, like, and then you just, you want to do better things for yourself. Like then it starts being like, I want to cut out negative people in my life. I want to start having a cleaner house. Like it spirals into all these good things.
It does. And I am an 8. And that, so when I read that book, I'm an Enneagram 8. And I read the book by Ian Crone, Road Back to You. And the 8 chapter, I was like, who is reading my diary? Because I didn't realize this is about like myself even until I read it on paper. But when I'm in there's like healthy, you know, the whole thing about Enneagram is you're like either in the middle or like healthy or unhealthy mentally. And the first thing that goes when I'm unhealthy mentally is I'll be like, God, I mean, like I probably should just go to McDonald's now. And I love McDonald's. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm here for that. But it is.
I love their ice cream.
I mean, there have definitely been plenty of like times in my life where like I do want to say to moms, I'm able to prioritize all of that now. But there was a time, particularly when we lived in Nashville, where both of my children were going through completely separate, completely different, absolute shit shows. Like there was a period of time where my non-baby children, no one was sleeping through the night. I was getting up like 5 and 6 times a night with one or both of them. One of them was like in and out of the hospital. I mean, it was rough. And so I couldn't prioritize like everything, but I knew when I did those things that I felt better. And so that was just like a conversation that Ed and I had to have. And like, I worked less during that time because I had like something had to give. And so that's hard, you know, but now I would say like, it's a season, right? Typically it's a season. And now I'm in this unbelievable season where I'm able to work from home most of the time. And my kids are in school the same, you know, same school, same schedule. It's awesome. And when I'm on, I feel awesome. But I know like even last week I was traveling, everybody was kind of sick and I was like, God, I am like off my stuff. I couldn't really get to work out, but I could at least like have my smoothie every day, you know? So I feel like it's different. It's different seasons of life. And even like week to week, it's different for me. I don't know if you're like that, but
Yeah, but you having the conversation with Ed and being proactive about like, hey, something's got to give, that is huge, because yeah. you realize that you were losing yourself, or you were losing like a part of you, or you couldn't show up. And so you did have the conversation with Ed and you adjusted. And I think a lot of people might want to follow foot with that and say, something's not right with how I am right now. Like, what do we need to adjust? So mm-hmm. for example, like when I was CEO of the Bomb Co., that's all I could think about. And I hated it. Like, I don't have an operations mind. So it was like, I was having to force myself to learn this side of the business. And once we started bringing on investors, I was like, I don't want to learn on someone else's dime. Like, let's bring in someone who's scaled companies before,
right?
25 years experience. So then when I brought him in, like, it's like something flipped in me, and I had myself back, like, to who I was before the company scaled. It's like doing my routines, doing my little things that add up every day. I'm in a job that, like, in the part of the company that I thrive in, like marketing. I love it. And I'm saying this because if someone feels like they want to do the stuff, but they can't, like, energetically, there's a block, maybe they need to switch the career a little bit.
Yeah.
Or their role.
Yeah. And I think that's important at home too. Like, Ed and I, mm-hmm. we have an awesome marriage counselor. She's actually in Nashville. And so now we just meet with her virtually, but she just helps to, like we were talking about last week, like, he contributes more financially. I do more home stuff, which I think is really common. And I was like defaulting to kind of prioritizing his stuff as being the breadwinner. And she was like, no, that's not really how it works, because he couldn't do that without you like doing this other stuff. And anyway, we had this good conversation, and I think you don't realize what can be really draining you, you know. And I outsource a lot at this point in my life. That's kind of a leap in the net will appear kind of thing. Like, I feel like you have to get to a place where you are at a breaking point, and you realize, if I do want to work more and make more money, let's say, then I might need to pay to outsource some things so that I'm not so drained when I'm working that I can't do that. Yep. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, all that to say,
every time. Oh yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go. Cause I'm like rambling.
No, you go.
All that to say, like, we've had really good conversations. Like with your partner, you know, you just like, you have to talk about what your load is and what you can and can't mm-hmm. do, and what drains you and what drains them. And all of that is important.
What you need from each other. Like, yeah. what can you guys switch mornings so that
yeah.
every other morning you can have for yourself, like little things like that.
Right.
That's why you say the marriage counseling thing. We went to our first one last week.
Love it.
Just the intro meeting. So we didn't get deep, but it was fun.
It's so good. Like, it is the biggest investment you can make in your marriage.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is, our insurance covers it. So it's great. It's like $20 a session.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Ours
and
is
she's good.
Not. But yeah, you can definitely.
Most private therapists are very expensive.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I think too,
but
like,
worth it.
So is divorce, you know? Divorce is very expensive.
Divorce is so much more expensive.
And
that's a really good point.
We do all these things.
Divorce is worse.
Divorce is way more expensive than like going to a marriage intensive or weekly therapy or whatever. It's so true. And we do all this, we waste money on crap all the time. So,
yeah, same. Like, people are like, oh, your supplement and like your smoothie routine is expensive. I'm like, so is being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so is being sick and having to take off work. And so is like my time and my energy is worth something, and I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah. No.
So we got to do it on the front end.
It all goes together. Okay, Helen, any takeaways, and where can people find you?
Any takeaways?
Like, what's your biggest?
Would be based off our little combo. I think just start with one, like start with one routine, start with one change. And then as it becomes a habit, add in more. So I love the multitasking thing. To me, like you said, you are walking on the treadmill while you're working. That's great. The smoothie is the biggest multitasking hack of any mom. You can get every single thing that you need in that freaking smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Just pour it in there. Add a little bit of honey or sugar and it tastes great and you don't even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the skincare hacks. I love like the multitasking of the skincare, because I listen to a podcast, I have my me time, and I do my 7 to 10 step. Also that Epion's thing that you told me about change
the
firming
mask. I know, it's amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I use my polish every morning. I love it. So just if you think that you can't add in a healthy routine, try multitasking with it.
Yep.
And that way you feel like you're not wasting time.
No, I love that. And also your smoothie is not supposed to be like a low calorie, nothing. Like it's a meal. It's a full meal.
It's a meal.
It's a full meal.
It's supposed to keep you full.
It's not a snack.
And also if anyone ever says I don't have time for that, like I don't believe them.
I know.
Or for whatever it is you're trying to change. If someone's like, I don't have time for a skincare routine. I don't have time for a smoothie. I don't have time to go for a walk. You do.
You do.
You can multitask. You just have to prioritize.
Yeah. Which is really hard, but it can be done.
The more you do it, the easier it gets.
Or where do people find you?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Helen Leland and then at Blender Bombs. And then you can just go to blenderbombs.com or you can type in thebombco.com and all directs to the same page, whatever it is. And that's where you can get your Blender Bombs because we make more money online than we do at Whole Foods. But we love Whole Foods.
And you can get the subscription bags, which are bigger. I have learned this.
And what code do they need to use?
True. Okay. Where? You can use my code DABBLECO for 20% off, which is lovely. Yep. Get you some protein powder. I basically exclusively use the peanut butter flavor unless it is Christmas time. And then I'll use the mint flavor. So
did you try the Love Bomb?
Mm-mm. No, I don't really stray.
It's freaking fire.
What's the flavor?
So
like
good.
What's the flavoring like?
It's the best flavor to eat plain and it's the best flavor in your smoothie. It almost tastes like a little gingerbready, but not as strong. It doesn't even taste like that. How would you describe the flavor of the Love Bomb? It's like nutty. Like a lactation bite, like a berry.
Like oatmeal, like an oatmeal cookie kind of?
No.
Sort of? No. Okay. No.
I think you just have to try it.
Okay.
It's like nothing I've ever tasted before. And, you know, it's got the horny goat and the fenugreek and like the love stuff in it. So it's kind of like a lactation cookie, but better.
Okay. All right. I'll have to get some of that. I'm waiting on my vanilla protein powder and I just found a protein powder like cookie dough bars that you can make. And I need vanilla protein in it. So I'm waiting on that.
Queen.
I'm almost out of my chocolate. So time to reorder. But Helen, thank you for doing this. Thank you for rescheduling 72 times. And guys, as always, if you like this podcast, rate it, share, subscribe, and I'll see you next week.